Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jake Rao, Sean Lyons, and Mary Beulah, as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is in the Business Spotlight. Thanks once again for joining us for another edition of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership on Money Radio WPSE. In this August 2022 edition, we'll have three guests joining us for today's program, and we will start with the Vice President of Economic Development at the Chamber, Jake Rao. Jake, thanks for joining us once again on Business Spotlight. We've had you on the program several times over the years, and one of the main topics on today's program is going to be workforce development. So, Jake, provide some background content on workforce development for our listeners.
Workforce development is a term we hear quite a bit, but in its execution, it's vast and comprehensive. So when we talk about workforce development at the most basic stages, let's just focus on education, your educational systems, starting pre-K, going into the K-12 system, then getting into higher ed, and then potentially post-secondary. That's the first level of workforce development that a lot of people are aware of. But in addition to that, you have trade schools, specialized trade schools, whether it be in cosmetology or in dentistry, or, you know, a medical technician rather, dental technicians. And then you could get into the manufacturing side of the equation. So you have that piece of it. Then you have continuing education where people are already employed, but now they need skill upgrading to deepen their professional capability, whatever that profession might be. So on its face, there's that formal training side of the workforce development system. But there's equally the side of workforce development, which is connecting people to jobs. That would be publicly funded entities like the Career Link, but it would equally be temporary employment operations around the area, Kelly Services, Infinity Resources. So you have the training side of it, then you have getting people connected to jobs side of it. At the highest level on the connected jobs, you'd have headhunters, people that are out finding executive recruiters that are looking to fill major positions in corporations in the area. Then you have the funding side of it, and there's a significant amount of funding at the federal and state level to help subsidize the training for people locally. And that subsidized training could come in a structured pathway, such as through the community college systems of the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College, where the money's going directly to the institution to help reduce the cost. But there's dollars out there as well that can flow directly to the individual for them to choose where they go, depending on their situation. For instance, if they're a displaced worker, they have an allocation that they could take and pick the training that they want to go into if they wanted to change a career or deepen their skill set. And then there's money that can go directly to companies to help support the training they're doing for their existing workforce. So, or a new hire, for instance. So it's a very complex system. Dollars flow from the private sector, from the state to the region, from the federal government to the state to the region. There's guidelines about how the dollars are used. There's a large array of training providers, public, private, privately owned, in other words, entrepreneurial training providers. There's just a very large arena. And so when we get into workforce development, I'm skimming the surface, and that surface, as you can see, is very large because there's a lot of micro job training activities going on. There's GED programs. There are just life skills programs that are out there being offered by nonprofits. So when we talk about workforce development, we're talking about a system that is very significant, very comprehensive, and at times it can be complex to navigate. And one of the things that we try to do here through the chamber is understand that system and help people help them be navigated through the system to get what they need. And ultimately, the success is an employer fills a position with a person who then has a career, has employment, and is able to thrive in Erie.
Jake, thank you so much for that perfectly articulated explanation of workforce development. With that being said, what are some of the workforce challenges that we face in our region?
Well, there's a significant number of workforce challenges in Erie, but frankly, they're not unique to Erie. Talking with colleagues around the country, the entire country is facing a workforce challenge. So simply put, right now, the big challenge is that we have more job openings than we have people formally unemployed looking for work, which means that any position you're trying to fill is going to be challenged to find good talent. The biggest challenge is what we'd call a skills mismatch. The people are trained to do one thing, but where the positions are that we need to fill, it's misaligned. But there's a lot of other ones. There's issues facing what is the right wage to pay to attract workers, but equally, employers can't just, you know, leave it as a open-ended bucket. They have to figure out how much they can pay and how much they can afford to pay. There's skill upgrading challenges. There's just getting people to apply for jobs and show up for the job that they've applied for. And then once selected, staying with that job. So job retention is a challenge. We also face a challenge in this marketplace with very skilled older workers who are going to be exiting. And the universe of people coming in to fill those jobs, number one, is smaller. So that's one job demand. And then you add in the skills mismatch and it becomes even more challenging. So there's no limit on the number of challenges facing workforce development in our region. And it's one of the reasons why partnerships, working together, being creative, being open and honest with employers, with training providers, with our funding partners out there, with the workforce development system, it's critical we all work together in order to address the challenges both on the worker side, the employee side, as well as the employer or business side.
Explain to us, how does the workforce relate to economic development?
Well, you really can't have businesses without a workforce. So it is fundamentally critical. And in virtually all businesses, there may be some that aren't this way, labor is your most expensive line item in the budget. So when we talk about business, and that business could be for profit or not for profit, it could be government, it could be service, it does not matter what it is, you have to have people to execute. And so they're absolutely integrated. They're very, very different in certain ways. However, you cannot do economic development without a workforce. And so when a business is looking to grow and expand, when a business is looking for a new location, one of the big variables, perhaps the most important variable on the front end, is will I be able to find the workers I need to be successful, to execute on my business plan, to provide the service or product that is needed? And if I can't find those workers, if I don't have confidence I can find the workers, then I have to look elsewhere to grow my business, to expand my business, to locate my business. So it's the number one variable facing the economy today. And the demographics tell us it's not going to go away. It will be the biggest challenge we face, at least for the next 10 to 15 years.
Jake, thank you for the great insight as always. Let's bring in our second guest on today's program, and it's Sean Lyons, who is a workforce development specialist with the Chamber. Sean, give us some details about your role as a workforce development specialist with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership.
Sure. So I'm here to continue relationships that have already been built by the Erie Chamber and continue those relationships and develop a more comprehensive relationship in going forward. As we know that we have such a challenge with workforce development, I'm also out here trying to identify unidentified talent pools that are out there and partner with some of the other initiatives that are out there, try to identify other funding resources, training resources, partnering and collaborating, having those commitments from training institutions, and tapping into the knowledge of such training institutions that have already been here, and also funding sources such as CareerLink. So that's essentially what I'm doing. And in order to provide a more streamlined informational source to our employers in this particular area.
Sean, with this being a new role for the chamber, what will be some of the key areas of focus for you as far as workforce development is concerned?
Trying to be that conduit once again between the workforce development system as well as training partners, understanding some of the funding that is currently out there and coming up, and identifying, you know, the needs of our employers in order to be able to communicate better back to our training partners of what these future needs and current or immediate needs are with workforce development. It seems as if it's been a challenge for the businesses here in Erie to find talent and understand exactly how to tap into those pools that haven't been identified. And so that is kind of where I'm standing at this point. I feel that, you know, in going forward, collaborating with training partners, educational, and it's also reaching out to the employers to ensure that they have to be an employer-led on a lot of these initiatives as well. So with that being said, I'm kind of facilitating, managing, and coordinating these collaborations, but I'm also bringing to the table the information that's out there, and I'm identifying those sources of information.
I would imagine that you agree that it's a credit to the Chamber as an organization to have identified the need in creating this position that you're in now, recognizing how critical the workforce development issues are today.
Correct. And, you know, that is one of the challenges of our workforce right now, is understanding that there's talent out there. We need to be able to partner along with training institutions, identifying, you know, with our employers, immediate needs and their future needs in order to, you know, bring that back to training and educational institutions, and also being able to identify kind of the funding that can support this as well. So yes, you're correct. It is something that was greatly needed in order for us to, you know, have a fully developed and economic development for the city of Erie.
Sean, let's dive into the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership. Explain what that is.
Yes, it was a group of employers that came together that were committed to creating a sustainable talent pipeline, which would support the long-term employment needs of manufacturer companies in the Erie County. So these are employer-led initiatives. They identify the, you know, some of the workforce challenges that they have in front of them, and they've come together to, you know, to this, call it a round table, to identify these challenges and see how they can best get in front of these and or provide some pathway for future needs and immediate needs, of course.
Give us a preview of some of the upcoming initiatives and events surrounding workforce development and the ERMP.
Well, some of the initiatives that we have going on right now, as Jake has pointed out, you know, Erie Community College, Erie Regional Community College, has been a great partner with us at this early stage to try to help identify future needs and with providing curriculum. So I've been able to provide some pathways to some of our industries, manufacturing industries, and to have direct conversations with EC3 to understand some of the curriculums that are going to be needed for them as being sustaining and going forward, also as thinking about the employer needs in the future as well. And so that is something that's on the table right now with a couple of different partners, along with EC3PA, as well as we have an employer panel that's going to be coming up here in September, which is going to be largely held at the Glasgow Library. And that's going to be hosted by myself and Mary Beulah here together, who has quite the extensive background in this particular area. And this is going to essentially capture the recent high school graduates that didn't have any post-secondary education plans to see if we can provide some type of pathway or career in going forward for that group of people. And then we have a manufacturer's career fair, career job fair coming up in September 29th. And that's going to be held at the Zimzim, and more to come on that as well. But we're trying to address some immediate needs of our employers at this point. But we are also looking to do some recruiting at that event as well for the future needs as well.
That was Sean Lyons, a new workforce development specialist with the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, as our second guest on the program. We thank him for his contribution to this episode of Business Spotlight, and we move on to our third guest today, and that is Mary Beulah, who is the director of Erie Together. Mary, thanks for coming on to the program. For those that are hearing about Erie Together for the first time, describe what it is and what it does for the local community.
Sure. So Erie Together is a citizen-driven, county-wide collective impact movement, which was launched in 2009. And the reason it was launched was to make the Erie region a community of opportunity where everyone can learn, work, and thrive. So, like I said, it's a citizen-driven movement, and the way it works is Erie Together convenes people from all different personal and professional backgrounds and organizations that serve all different kinds of missions to think about what the top community priorities are, prioritize those, create plans to address them, and then execute those plans. So everything that Erie Together does is really identified as a priority by the community. Now, when we think about Erie Together's work, this is really focused on three big objectives. The first one is helping more kids grow up to become successful adults. The second is helping more individuals secure and maintain family-sustaining jobs. And the third is helping more families become self-sufficient. So everything we do and all of the priorities we advance somehow relate to one of those three big objectives. So again, Erie Together's work is largely moved forward through hundreds of different people from all kinds of different organizations. And we have a very lean staff. There's only two people that work for Erie Together that sort of shepherd that whole process.
Mary, you mentioned this impact movement, as you referred to it as, was created in 2009. How has Erie Together been engaged in workforce development over the course of the last 12 years?
So we really put a focus on workforce development starting back in 2012, when we made career exploration for kids in grades K through 12 one of our top priorities. Now, career exploration is obviously very important, right? It helps kids connect the dots between what they're learning in the classroom to how that is put in place in the real world, in the work environment. It helps them really identify what they're interested in as well as what they're not interested in. It helps them make decisions about what classes they want to take while they're in school and whether or not they need post-secondary education afterwards. It's really important. So we, back at that time in 2012, set an arbitrary goal, all right? And I'm going to admit it was arbitrary, but that eighth graders would have three or more career exploration experiences by the end of their eighth grade year. So we did a survey and we set the goal. We said 80% of eighth graders would have three or more. We chose eighth grade because at the end of their eighth grade year, kids need to make decisions about whether they're going to pursue career and technical education at the high school level or whether they're going to go strictly an academic route. So eighth grade is a really pivotal year. We said three or more, right? We surveyed all of the eighth graders across Erie County. There were about 3,000 at the time. We got nearly 2,000 responses back. And what we learned at that point was that only 12.7% of eighth graders had had three or more experiences. And as a matter of fact, just over 40% had had one. So, I mean, we had a lot of work to do as a community. at the same time we were looking at that data, we were hearing from employers that kids were coming out of school and they weren't prepared well for even the most entry-level positions that employers had to offer. And educators were saying, look, we really want to better prepare students, but we can't get the business community engaged. So we don't know how to tap into them. We don't know how to bring them into the schools in the ways that we need to best prepare these kids. So they were talking about the same problem, but both from, you know, their own vantage point. Employers then said, look, we're willing to help, but you have to make it easy for us. So we need a menu of options to be able to participate in career exploration experiences for kids. That's when we created Career Street. Now, Career Street is an Erie Together program. It's a web-based platform that actually makes those matches between employers and educators to provide career exploration experiences for kids. Now, this resource is really important because, first of all, there was nothing like it that existed anywhere else in the state, and we couldn't find any models across the country. So we were kind of starting from scratch in creating this. But subsequent to our goal of 80% of eighth graders having three or more experiences, the state came out with requirements that said, no, three experiences isn't sufficient. Future Ready PA requires kids to actually have 20 experiences by the end of their 11th grade year. So six by the end of grade five, another six by the end of grade eight, and another eight by the end of grade 11. So Career Street and having it in place here in this community gave us a real leg up to be able to sort of help the schools meet those requirements. And that was our first foray in. When we built Career Street, we knew that that platform could not be a, you know, situation where it would be, if you build it, they will come. We knew we needed somebody to run that website and additional programming around it so that it could be most successful. It would catch on and employers and educators would use it for the benefit of students. So we brought on a director back in 2014 to launch the program. Now, Career Street has more than 400 experiences on the website. We have 37 schools engaged, and there are almost 300 employers registered on the site. So that's Career Street. That was our first kind of real foray into workforce development. Then around 2015, 2016, the community started to identify creating career pathways as a top priority. So you saw that in the Emerge 2040 report. You saw that in the Erie Regional Manufacturer recommendations. You saw that through Erie Together's work. And so it was really rising to the forefront. And at that time, one of the local school districts, Gerard, and the director of Erie County Technical School brought in this man named Hans Meter from the National Center for College and Career Transitions to help our community understand what career pathways are, what value they bring to communities, and to consider whether or not we wanted to move forward. So we came in, did this half-day workshop. All these community leaders were there, all these employer groups, community groups, all of the school districts were there, and did this workshop, talked about the importance of career pathways to employers, economies, communities, et cetera. At the end of it, said to the group, are you guys interested in moving forward? The community said yes. They turned to Erie Together and said, are you willing to lead this work because of your collective impact approach and the relationships you have in the community? We said we would. So in 2016, we launched a brand new network called the Erie County Career Pathways Alliance. And this alliance now is leading the development and implementation of a career pathways system here. We have all the right partners engaged. Most of the local school districts, our three high school level career and technical centers, all six of our local colleges and universities serving the area. We have employers and employer groups like the ERMP. We have the intermediate unit, the Northwest PA Job Connect, other workforce development partners. They're all at the table working together in a collaborative way to prepare kids for life after high school and to meet employer needs. So I'll just, you know, end this, my answer to this question with this. This alliance is a really, really special group. It's the longest standing, most comprehensive effort of its kind in our community. that's working on preparing kids for future jobs, exposing kids to local jobs here, and helping meet employers' needs with respect to their future workforce.
From three experiences to 20 experiences through eighth grade, those are just staggering numbers. That was terrific information, Mary. And kind of playing off of that information that you just gave us about Erie Together, and you've already mentioned a few, but just off the top of your head, what are some more notable workforce development accomplishments for Erie Together?
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about these by way of Career Street and the Pathways Alliance and give you the accomplishments that they've achieved, because I think those will resonate for you. So with respect to Career Street, as I mentioned, first of all, there were no models that existed anywhere else. So we really had to start learning from scratch there. Since we launched that program in February of 2014, we've facilitated more than 46,000 age-appropriate, state standards-aligned career exploration experiences for students. So when the state says through their career education and work standards, these are the things that kids should know and be able to do by the end of various grade levels, and this is how many experiences they should have at the end of various grade spans, Career Street is a key partner in making sure that everyone can take advantage and that those things can be achieved. Through Career Street, we've also worked with educators, right? So we've implemented teacher in the workplace experiences for more than 180 educators across the county. And we've involved, close to 40 employers in those. And so what we've been able to do is bring teachers together with the employers to learn directly from them what's happening in their companies and to see firsthand, you know, business at work, so they can take what they learn from those employers back to the classroom and better connect what they're teaching in the classroom to things that are happening within industry. And when I mention industry, I'm talking about all types: manufacturing, engineering, industrial technology, information technology, business, marketing, science and health related things, arts and communications related things. All different kinds of industries that we have in our community are able to participate in this and be showcased. And then the other thing we've done through Career Street is create a virtual library of hundreds of videos and printed pieces so students and educators could access them, particularly during the pandemic, whenever we couldn't do in-person experiences. And that catalog or library of resources is now available into perpetuity. So it's a nice mix of virtual experiences and informational in-person experiences that we're able to deploy. And then on the Erie County Career Pathways Alliance side, some really great things have come out of that. First of all, we helped schools organize their coursework and their communications around the career pathways model so that they can better look at what they're offering and make adjustments as needed. And so they can better communicate with their families and they can help students strategically schedule so that they're looking at where they're interested in terms of what they want to do after high school. We've helped school districts and training providers learn from employers about skills and knowledge needed in the industry and making programmatic improvements to better meet employer needs and how to connect students into the workplace. We've developed a whole ton of new, high-quality, age-appropriate career exploration experiences for students, some of which have even led to job offers for students, which has been pretty amazing. We've provided job shadows, internships, all kinds of experiences that get students into the workplace and the ability to interface directly with employers. And then through all of that, we've also given employers the vehicle to influence education and the future talent pipeline in new and different ways that will benefit them. And then finally, I just think it's important to say that Career Street and the Erie County Career Pathways Alliance have both become state models and even beyond. So what we've done in Erie County here through this network is pretty special.
Mary, we're drawing closer to the conclusion of today's episode of Business Spotlight. We really appreciate your time on the program. Mary Beulah has been our third guest today, the director of Erie Together. I want you to go over a couple of things in closing. One, what made a relationship between the Chamber and Erie Together to support the ERMP of interest to you? And then to close out the program, tell our listeners where to go to get some of this great information that you've discussed throughout your contribution to today's program.
So our top objectives, helping more students become successful adults, more individuals secure family-sustaining jobs, and more families become self-sufficient, all has ties to employers. For us to be able to achieve those objectives, we need healthy, thriving employers in our community that can offer good-paying job opportunities. We've been working at this for years. We've had manufacturers and all kinds of other employers engaged in this work to help prepare talent to meet their needs. But a relationship with the Chamber gives us access to even more employers and to allow us to help support the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership with their workforce needs really aligns very nicely with the mission and work we've been doing for years. If you know you want to learn more about Erie Together and the Erie County Career Pathways Alliance, you would visit www.erietogether.org/projects. And that Erie County Career Pathways Alliance and Career Street will appear right there. If you want to go to Career Street's website, our platform specifically, you would visit www.careerstreeterie.org.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.